Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Nottingham Forest press conference, his pre-Champions League draw press conference as well, but he doesn't discuss that, even though we are all still beaming in the sunshine in Liverpool here and off the back of the draw, because it is a great draw for Liverpool. But first, we have an FA Cup quarter-final to deal with as we make this charge towards all four trophies this season. And joining me to react to that press conference are Harriet Pryor, Sean O'Donnell and Jay Royal. A few of the things he discussed, we will come on to discuss. He talked about Jota's goal and the importance of that, so we'll talk about that. He talked about Andy Robertson, importance to this team as well, and the idea of a potential Wembley return, because of course we are just one game away from that now. But Harriet, we'll start with the Jota goal and the importance of that. I really like this quote from Jurgen, because he was basically asked whether that would be a significant moment in the season, and he says significant moments are only known after the season. A few years ago, you look back on moments like City getting the one off the line by Stones, and that was significant. At the moment, you knew they were important. Alisson's save, for sure, it could have gone the other way. That as a sort of spell, particularly if you're Thiago Alcantara, think of playing that back pass, seeing Alisson make that save, and then 3 minutes later...
We don't need to talk about that,
well, three minutes later, slotting Jota in for the you know, eventual winner, I suppose, at least the goal which starts the win in motion. It just did feel like a massively important moment, and I think at this stage of the season now, when you need to be winning every single game, goals that win you games like that are just massively important.
Yeah, and I think what Klopp's saying now and what he alludes to is that there's potentially one of those moments in every single game, because if you go through one game and Alisson doesn't make that save and we go 1-0 down and Jota doesn't finish that, and obviously, you know, it wasn't great goalkeeping, but he still managed to find the back of the net, and that's all that matters. And that could be a crucial moment, but you don't know until you look back on the season and think, okay, how did it all play out as a whole? But certainly I feel like after the game, I felt like it was absolutely huge. And I feel like every game now, when you're looking at City and we watched them play obviously Monday night, and we all felt within us that okay, we could really gain on them here and capitalize on them dropping points, and you feel going into the game that there's like a massive pressure on all of us as fans and all of them as players, and for them to be able to keep their heads and for Jota to come in, he's not had the best run since he's come back from injury. You know, he had a little niggling injury and he's come back and sort of struggled a little bit. I mean, but saying any of them are struggling is probably being a bit dramatic, isn't it, because they're all incredible, and he's got such a good record against Arsenal, and that would have definitely been in the back of his mind. And then he goes, and we really needed a goal at that time, didn't we? It felt like the game was starting to sort of get away from us a little bit, and he did that. So it was unreal. I think every single game now, especially when it's a little bit edgy, you're going to have these moments you think could define the season, and that was one of them.